Defending liberty 1 hour at a time and broadcasting live from the RWB Network studios in New York City, this is the Rhino Report. Always right.
You want answers.
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
I've now been in 57 states. I think one left to go.
We are going to raise taxes on the middle class.
What you've just said is one of the most insanely idiotic things I have ever heard.
You are very rude.
We are going to make America great again.
USA! USA! USA!
My fellow Americans, let's roll.
And now, here's your host, the Rhino.
The new sheriff of town.
Hello, I am the Rhino, and this is my report. We are coming to you from the RWB Network Studios here in New York and distributed by CRN Digital Talk Radio. Here is a word to the wise. If you're gonna have a weapon in the house to defend yourself against intruders, don't hang it on the wall. A 40-year-old woman from Los Angeles was killed by an intruder who grabbed her decorative samurai sword off the wall and stabbed her with it. This all happened at about noon on Wednesday. Her male friend, who was also at the home at the time, was hurt but not killed, and her 10-year-old son was unharmed. So the lesson here is don't have a samurai sword in the house unless, of course, you're a ninja. All right, let's get to this weekend's headlines. First, what do you get when you combine the BBC, low-energy Jeb, and two Russian hookers? One hell of a story. New information from across the pond indicates that a Jeb Bush super PAC may have been the ones who commissioned the former British spy to compile dirt on President-elect Donald Trump, leading to that 35-page dossier published by BuzzFeed. We'll get you up to date on the latest with this. Also, the Inspector General at the Department of Justice has now decided to throw their hat into the election ring, vowing to investigate any inappropriate measures taken by James Comey and the FBI. But are they just setting the stage for a Hillary pardon in the coming days? And Donald Trump's cabinet appointees are kicking serious butt on Capitol Hill. While a few of them have broken ranks with President-elect Trump over Russia, he doesn't seem to be too concerned about it, and neither should you. We have all that, plus Speaker Paul Ryan disregards the will of the voters at a CNN town hall. Lindsey Graham tries to show us he isn't a closet liberal. And a new poll shows what millennials were really worried about before the election. And guess what? It wasn't social justice. We have a lot to get to on this weekend show, but first, let's kick the show off the same way we always do, with a salute to our country, with a pledge of allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. So you guys know the drill. Over the weekend, you gotta check out rhinoreport.com. RhinoReport.com. We have some new videos up there on the Rhino Rants page. It's right there in the tab at the top with the Rhino Rants page. Or you can sign up for the newsletter. We're going to get one out this weekend. And you can check out all of the new articles on the site as well. So, you can also follow me on Twitter at Rhino, R-Y-N-O, on air. We're also on Gab, same handle, at Rhino on air. You can check us out on Facebook, facebook.com/TheRhinoReport. And as always, you can email me, Rhino, R-Y-N-O, at RWBNetwork.com. We have a lot to get to. Do not go anywhere.
Kaanapali Beach Hotel, Maui's Hawaiian Hotel.
Located in the heart of Maui's premier resort, Kaanapali Beach Hotel is officially recognized as Hawaii's most Hawaiian hotel and the number one best value in Hawaii. With a range of accommodations and affordable dining options, this is the ideal setting to turn Hawaiian dreams into lifelong memories. Live Hawaiian entertainment every evening, free year-round children's programs, weekly arts and crafts fairs, welcome breakfast, and departure kukui'lei ceremonies add to the value. Swim in the whale-shaped pool, indulge in the fabulous spa and hotel salon. Enjoy Hawaiian hospitality at its best at the Kaanapali Beach Hotel. Call 800-262-8450 or go to kbhmaui.com. That's kbhmaui.com. Aloha.
Kaanapali Beach Hotel, Maui's Hawaiian Hotel.
Weekend edition of the Rhino Report. Before we kick things off, we got to do our big shout outs. Everyone listening right now live, Red Nation Rising Radio, the Liberty feed, Monday to Friday, 2 p.m. Eastern. Also streaming talkradio.com, same time. And then you have klrnradio.com. That's our late night feed, midnight Eastern, Tuesday through Saturday. Of course, crntalk.com, CRN Channel 1, 2 p.m. Eastern, Monday through Friday, and our AM-FM affiliates that carry our weekend show, including 107.5 WJHC out of Jasper, Florida, 92.1 FM WDDQ out of Valdosta, Georgia, News Talk 1330 AM WLBB out of Carrollton, Georgia, and 1360 AM WNJC out of the Philadelphia area. Thank you all for joining us today. We have a lot to get to. This new report, gotta talk about this new report, this DOJ report. There's something about federal government where they like to release things just a few days before there's going to be some major event. We had the FBI, we had the initial vindication of Hillary Clinton back in July, what was it, July 5th? The 14-minute indictment followed by the, no reasonable prosecutor would take this case. And then, of course, there was the FBI again just a few days before the election saying they're going to reopen the investigation. And then a couple days later, we went through 600,000 emails in 3 days and there's nothing to see here. And now you have this DOJ report. This is hot off the presses. I had to read about 200 pages in 15 minutes here, so you got to bear with me. But this is all in reference to the Laquan McDonald shooting in Chicago. The officer, Jason Van Dyke, Chicago PD, he's charged with murder. So what the DOJ has done over the last 8 years is they've opened over 25 different civil rights violation cases across the country. I had one in Cleveland, of course, Ferguson, Seattle, Baltimore, just to name a few. And whenever there is somebody shot by a police officer, and in all of these cases, it's a black man shot by a white police officer, they open up a civil rights investigation. Now, what they're saying is that Chicago PD, they violated the Fourth Amendment, which of course refers to excessive force, and that there are systematic deficiencies within the Chicago PD. That's a quote from this report. Now, Chicago in and of itself has many, many deficiencies amongst its people, not just its police department. Look at the murder rates we saw in the 2016 report. 750 murders in the city, more than LA and New York combined. 4,000 people shot in this city. But the DOJ is all too willing to place the blame on police officers. It's the easy place to put it. I get that. And this is an administration, even with 8 days left, is full of lawlessness. They know when you create lawlessness, you create an environment where people are easily controlled. That is the basis for a lot of this. Now, these cities that get investigated by the DOJ, they get these decrees, and the DOJ gives them a list of guidelines, ways to help this not happen again. And it's a whole list. It's retrain officers, it's have community councils, the community policing thing. And most of these cities, to avoid any sort of backlash or fines from the government, they will agree to implement these decrees that are in the investigation. So they say, we'll do what you say, no problem, we'll change everything. Rahm Emanuel says police misconduct will never be tolerated in any way in the city of Chicago. But what he doesn't come out and say is that this sort of behavior amongst some of the citizens of our population will not be tolerated. All too willing to place the blame on people who go to school, who go to the academy, who don't know if they're coming home at night. Those are the people they're blaming. He also thinks that there's not enough supervision in the Chicago Police Department. Is this guy nuts? You can tell he has never been a cop. He will never be a cop. He couldn't handle the pressure of it. When you're a line officer, you have maybe a field training officer that's above you. You have anyone that's senior to you who's also a line patrol officer above you. Not to mention you have sergeants, you have lieutenants, you have captains, you have chiefs, you have commissioners. Often the complaint from police officers is too many chiefs, not enough Indians. That's often heard in a lot of different law enforcement agencies. So, not to mention that every jerk with a cell phone out there is now also their boss. There is plenty of supervision. The problem is the culture. The problem is it's acceptable. The problem is Chicago has not taken the steps, real steps, to make sure this is put to an end. And I'm referring to the violence amongst its citizens, not bogus excessive force report. Now, was there excessive force here? Yeah, probably. Probably. You can't shoot somebody 16 times. I get that. But this is one instance. Do you see DOJ reports on the 750 murders? And not all of them are gang members just offing each other. A lot of times, there are innocent civilians caught in the crossfire. There's no reports about these people. And you don't really hear about them. And it wasn't in President Obama's farewell address he gave in Chicago. He couldn't give the crime stats, because the crime stats tell you how ineffective he is as a leader, how ineffective the idea of progressivism is when it comes to policing. It's all about creating an atmosphere of lawlessness, or as I call it, lawleftness, because that's what happens when they are in charge. Your safest cities, they're the ones controlled by Republican mayors, Republican governors in the state. These are your safest areas. The more local the official is, you know, you can take Michigan and probably throw that into the dump. But the more local the Republican official is, generally the more law and order there is. So, the DOJ once again deciding that they're going to release this report just 8 days or 7 days or 6 days, depending on when you're listening to this show, before we have a brand new president trying to create as much unrest as possible. People who are unhappy, people who are scared, are easy to control. See, under President Trump, you're gonna have to be accountable. You're going to have to carry your own weight in our society. And that scares a lot of people. But it makes a lot of people hopeful as well, that they can start a business, that they can get a raise, maybe they can go back to school, maybe opportunities will come up. All right, when we come back, we'll talk about what happens when you put two hookers and Jeb Bush in the same room. This should be interesting. Also, is Hillary's pardon just a couple of days away. Guys, do not go anywhere. You're listening to the Rhino Report, part of the RWB Network. Hey guys, Ryan the Rhino DeSico here for my friends at Liberty HealthShare. If your health care has become a burden and you're worried about being stuck for another year, listen up, because you do have options. Liberty HealthShare could be the solution to your problem. Open enrollment is here, and this could be your chance to free yourself from insurance. Take this opportunity and join Liberty HealthShare. You can finally be in control and have freedom when it comes to your health care. Liberty HealthShare offers an entirely open network, which means you choose your own doctors and you choose your own hospitals. Liberty HealthShare offers freedom from insurance, meaning there are no related tax penalties. To find out how you can easily make the change, call Liberty HealthShare today at 855-585-4237 or visit their website at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org. Do it today.
CRN listeners, when you come to Southern California, stop by a great restaurant, the Dresden Restaurant at 1760 North Vermont Avenue in Hollywood. Enjoy great entertainment, like the music of the legendary Marty and Elaine at the world-famous Dresden Restaurant. The Dresden was a location for the making of the movie Swingers. Now you can swing with stars Marty and Elaine. Plus, enjoy great food, too, like French onion soup, artichoke hearts, and many other great appetizers. Seafood? There's salmon, shrimp scampi, New Zealand orange roughy, halibut, Lake Superior whitefish, and specialties like veal marsala, piccata, and parmigiana. Plus, we've got a great roast rack of lamb, chicken piccata, and cordon bleu, and pasta dishes, too. Steaks? Filet, New York, Chateaubriand for two. Much more, too, including pork chops, prime rib of beef, and an incredibly extra large cut of prime rib. It's the Dresden Restaurant, open for lunch Monday through Saturday and dinner Monday through Sunday. Check us out at 1760 North Vermont Avenue or call 323-665-4294.
This is a national healthcare alert from the Health Hotline. If you have severe knee or back pain and you have Medicare or private insurance, we have great news. Finally, there's a way to reduce your pain without surgery or taking medications. Call us today and learn how you can qualify to get a pain-relieving knee or back brace at little or no cost to you. We'll even ship your brace for free. If you have excruciating knee or back pain and you have Medicare or private insurance, don't wait. You may qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving, nearly invisible knee or back brace at little or no cost to you. I've used one. They're comfortable and they work, and we guarantee your happiness. So call right now and get yours. I promise, we're here to take your call. Thank you.
800-290-0759. 800-290-0759. 800-290-0759. That's 800-290-0759.
All right, guys, welcome back to this weekend edition of the Rhino Report. So, I have said in the past that if I lived in Chicago, and I don't, I'm a New Yorker through and through, if you couldn't tell by listening to me, but if I'm living in Chicago, I am seriously thinking about packing up my tent and going somewhere else. It may be just a half an hour outside of Chicago. You may have to drive to work. That may be what happens. Welcome to the rest of us. It's what we all do. Only people who live in like the big cities, they get to take subways and metros and whatever into work. We have to drive. We have to drive. It's hard to envision living in a city where the mayor thinks that the cops are the problem. And you could be saying to yourself, listen, you're in New York, de Blasio. Well, that is true. Bill de Blasio does think that the NYPD is our biggest problem. But here's what happens. The NYPD, for a long time, they turned their back literally on Comrade Mayor Bill de Blasio. Whenever he showed up somewhere, the officers all turned around, and that included the sergeants, lieutenants, that included a lot of brass who would do this also. And he finally got the message. He said, you know what? I can't be so hard on these brave men and women. And now he almost over-panders to them. He has a re-election coming up, so that's part of it. But he got the message when he went to visit wounded officers in the hospital. And all of their pals were outside praying for them, hoping that they were okay. The mayor walks in, gets out of his limo, they all turned around. And maybe something like that is what the Chicago Police Department should start doing to Rahm Emanuel, if not their own supervisors at this point, who may be part of the problem. I'm sorry, Chicago. It's time to take down the W flag, and it's time to put up the white flag. It's that time. It's getting real bad, and it's not getting better. Not getting better. All right, let's talk about dossiers. Isn't this... I hate that word. I really hate the word dossier. Just call it a file. That's what it is. It's like a fancy word for a file. So what do we know? We know that BuzzFeed published this report that was compiled by this British intelligence officer, a former intelligence officer, and it's 35 pages and outlines all sorts of terrible stuff, salacious details, as mainstream media or just CNN is calling it, about there were a couple of hookers and Donald Trump paid them in Moscow to urinate on the bed that the Obamas slept in at some point. Apparently, Trump was briefed on this. Even Biden and Obama, when they were briefed on it, they kind of laughed it off and said, this is terrible stuff, don't ever bring it to us again. No one could verify any of the sources. No one could corroborate anything, but CNN runs with it. BuzzFeed runs with it. Once again, showing you what fake news really is. And then you have this press conference on Wednesday where Jim Acosta from CNN and Donald Trump, they get into it. Donald Trump calls CNN fake news, which is terrible for CNN, who, by the way, is probably just got Time Warner into a big heap of trouble because AT&T trying to acquire Time Warner, $85 billion merger, CNN may have cost Time Warner a lot of money. CNN, of course, being part of Time Warner, a part of the company, AT&T wasn't all that thrilled with taking to begin with as part of the merger, so they may have to sell CNN off, and again, costing Time Warner an awful lot of money. That's a lot of cheddar, $85 billion. So this whole thing goes down. The fake news, BuzzFeed is a failing piece of garbage, of course, according to President-elect Trump. I could not agree more. Time Warner merger could be in trouble anyway, because once the Trump watchdogs get in there, they may call this antitrust and it may not go through. Lots of problems. Not to mention BuzzFeed could be on the hook for a lawsuit, not from Donald Trump. It won't come from Donald Trump. He doesn't need the money. He doesn't need to be a president embattled in a lawsuit. It'll come from someone like Michael Cohen. Michael Cohen, who was the lawyer, who they were saying was in Prague, but his passport showed he was never there. So that may be the guy. And of course, if he does sue, then the court has to determine, is he a public figure? Is he a limited purpose public figure? Is he a public official? And then that, of course, will have to go along with whatever tort he would receive based on what BuzzFeed did wrong. Did they knowingly publish false stuff? Did they publish it with disregard for truth? Again, a court has to figure that all out. But the BBC, they're saying across the pond, they're saying that Jeb Bush and Jeb Bush's cronies may have been the ones who commissioned this intelligence officer to dig up dirt on Donald Trump during the primaries. Are you shocked? I'm not. We'll get into this when we come back. Plus, we have a new poll that shows us what millennials were really looking for before the election. And it wasn't social justice. We'll be right back.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
This is Larry Minetti for Herpanicin, the acne medication that really works from the inside out. If you suffer from skin problems, Herpanicin is the most unique and effective formula on the market. It cleans your skin from the inside out and gets rid of all kinds of acne and blemishes on your back, neck, and your face. It works so well, you can look and feel like a movie star. Herpanicin, a natural supplement created by Dr. Wayne Diamond. You take a pill, and that's it. I've been on these supplements, and they really work, folks. Don't be afraid to look in the mirror ever again. Get Herpanicin today. Call 888-467-4200. That's 888-467-4200. Herpanicin, it really works. 888-467-4200. Tell them Larry Minetti told you to call. And look and feel like $1 million with Herpanicin. Call 888-467-4200.
The smartest way for you to get the lowest prices on your plane tickets, domestic or international, is to call SmartFares, first or last, but you've got to call us before you book your plane tickets. Fly anywhere in the world, fly anywhere in the U.S., and SmartFares can save you up to 75% on your plane tickets. We have the lowest airline ticket prices on over 500 airlines, and you've got a great 12-hour free cancellation window. Plus, with our live agent help, you can always get fast help and fast answers. So on your next trip, maybe today, maybe tomorrow, how about right now? Pick up your phone and call SmartFares. Plus, save up to 75% on your plane reservation. So call right now. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644.
Hey guys, Ryan the Rhino DeSico here for my friends at Liberty HealthShare. If your healthcare has become a burden and you're worried about being stuck for another year, listen up, because you do have options. Liberty HealthShare could be the solution to your problem. Open enrollment is here, and this could be your chance to free yourself from insurance. Take this opportunity and join Liberty HealthShare. You can finally be in control and have freedom when it comes to your healthcare. Liberty HealthShare offers an entirely open network, which means you choose your own doctors and you choose your own hospitals. Liberty HealthShare offers freedom from insurance, meaning there are no related tax penalties. To find out how you can easily make the change, call Liberty HealthShare today at 855-585-4237 or visit their website at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org. Do it today. All right, guys, welcome back to this weekend edition of the Rhino Report. You gotta follow me on Twitter. We're getting tons and tons of new followers. I think like 200 new followers this week at Rhino, R-Y-N-O, on air. Or you can catch, well, not or, and you can catch all of the old episodes on iTunes, TuneIn, Spreaker, Stitcher, Podbean, or iHeartRadio. I just got a funny tweet from one of our writers, Robert, during the break. And it's a picture of Joe Biden getting that Congressional Medal of Freedom or whatever it is. And underneath it, it says Participation Trophy. That's pretty funny. That's what it is, right? This whole thing was crazy. I think it was, what, Thursday. They're having this little thing in the White House. And they say, hey, Joe Biden, you got to be there. You got to come down. Just make a little speech with the president. You're going to be there. He's going to be there. It's going to be a lot of fun. And he shows up, and then the president surprises him with this Congressional Medal of Freedom or whatever it is. And he starts crying. He turns around. He's emotional. It was a good moment. I'm not saying it was a bad moment. It was just this administration, they're all too willing to award themselves medals, right? Didn't, like, Obama have the DOJ give him a medal, like, last week or something? He said, hey, you guys got to give me a medal. Give me a medal. and they gave him a medal for something. Like, talk about patting yourself on the back. We should just call them Pat. Call them Pat. But this was, I don't know, this for Joe Biden was like the, it was like the symbolic you're done. That's what it is. You know, no more running for president. He's run for president like 35 times. He's not going to do it again. If he was ever going to do it, it would have been, you know, 6 or 7 months ago when they were trying to get him in and Hillary out, when they knew she was weak, when they knew she had some problems. That would have been the time. So he probably, in that emotional moment, thought to himself, you know what? I didn't have to be the number two. I could have been the number one. Because had he been the Democrat nominee, there's a very good chance we'd be inaugurating Joe Biden 7 days from now. Very good chance. So, it was just as a funny, I guess, a meme or a meme, whatever you call it, that Robert sent me. But I know that participation trophy thing has been floating around Twitter. But, it's still very funny. All right, let's get back to hookers. Back to the real hard-hitting news. So, you had this British spy, right, Christopher Steele, and is supposedly a spy, I guess like an out-of-work spy, is he an unemployed spy? He's hired by somebody through this Fusion GPS. They contract him. Fusion was contracted by somebody else and reports out of the BBC, and this is according to Paul Wood with the BBC, who not the BEC. Who is a very respected reporter over in England, saying that they were working first for a super PAC who supported Jeb Bush. And then when Jeb Bush got shellacked, then it may have been taken over. The payments, the contract, may have been taken over by Democrat donors who supported Hillary Clinton. Now, the people who are sort of being accused here, and if you sort of sift through it and read between the lines, it's that Right to Rise super PAC. They were the ones who were really supporting Jeb Bush. Jeb Bush, he got, what, twice the amount of money he raised than any other, the 16 other, you know, candidates. You have Mike Murphy, who worked for them. You know, he's big-time Republican consultant. He says, Right to Rise has no connection with this, and to the best of my knowledge, neither do any of our donors. Here's the key term in here, to the best of my knowledge. Does that sound a lot like I do not recall? It's similar? Okay, well, you have Charles Spies here. This guy worked, he was like a communications guy with, or a consultant with Right to Rise. He says, there's no tie to Right to Rise. Jeb Bush, or even Bush donors, that we are aware of. Again, sounds an awful lot like the I do not recall Hillary Clinton gave the FBI on July 4th weekend, what, 39 times? Something like that? Now, apparently, this project started in September of 2015 when a wealthy Republican donor hired Fusion GPS to dig up dirt on Donald Trump. This is from the Daily Caller. And then it was picked up later on. So, Tim Miller, he was the campaign communications director for Jeb Bush. He says, this idea that GOP campaigns were sitting on explosive intelligence and showing Trump was compromised by Russia and did nothing makes no sense. So, again, he's saying you should report stuff without having all of the details. This is going to go away. Donald Trump has already changed the narrative, talking about how he's handing the business over to Don Jr. and to Eric, and we're looking forward to the inauguration. That's what Donald Trump does. He's really, really good at it. I am a little bit surprised. If this thing was floating around for so long, and it's probably that big bombshell the Hillary campaign was waiting to drop on Trump after Billy Bush, and after Miss Housekeeping there, whatever her name was, this was probably what they were waiting to drop. And I'm a little surprised they didn't just do it in the waning days, because there wouldn't be enough time to vet it. And even if it was vetted, mainstream media never would have conceded in mass that they published a bad piece of news. Even CNN is having a hard time admitting they screwed the pooch on this one. They don't want to admit it. They're saying, well, we just went and we ran with what we were given. You know, we didn't say it happened. We just read the report. That's what they're doing to get around this. So I'm a little surprised if it was floating around, why nobody used it. I mean, I could see not using it months before, but perhaps late October, very early November, that would have been the time, especially when you combine that with all of the language around the Billy Bush video. So there are two sides to this story. Was it around? Was it not around? We don't know. And I'm not sure if we're going to get an inspector general to look into it like we are with the DOJ here. This thing is completely nuts. We have the inspector general. He's going to review the DOJ and the FBI, how they handled the Clinton emails. Really what they're looking into is they're looking into whether or not James Comey did the right thing by coming out in July and then coming out in October and then a couple days later in November. That's what they're really looking into. They're looking to make it like seem like the FBI helped Donald Trump. This is a huge narrative change. Huge. If you think the FBI actually helped Donald Trump, if anything, this really, really hurt him. So we're going to talk about that when we come back. And is this all leading to a pardon for Hillary Clinton? Obama has less than a week. But could he still do it, and are they thinking about it? Plus, Trump goes on a little Twitter firestorm Friday morning, and we'll get to this poll about millennials you don't want to miss. Hang in there.
Mortgage rates are at all-time lows. If you have not refinanced your current mortgage in the last few years, you could be losing thousands of dollars a year by paying too high of an APR. And the place to call is LendingTree to find out how low you can go. We can match you with lenders offering some of the lowest rates APRs available. Some APRs are lower than 3%. Imagine how much money you can save every month if your current mortgage is at 6% or higher. And all it takes is one free call to LendingTree to match you with a lender who may be able to lower your current home mortgage rate. Learn how to potentially save thousands by refinancing your current mortgage. Call LendingTree right now. NMLS 1136.
800-628-5067, 800-628-5067, 800-628-5067. That's 800-628-5067.
Hey guys, Ryan the Rhino DeSico here for my friends at Liberty HealthShare. If your healthcare has become a burden and you're worried about being stuck for another year, listen up, because you do have options. Liberty HealthShare could be the solution to your problem. Open enrollment is here, and this could be your chance to free yourself from insurance. Take this opportunity and join Liberty HealthShare. You can finally be in control and have freedom when it comes to your healthcare. Liberty HealthShare offers an entirely open network, which means you choose your own doctors and you choose your own hospitals. Liberty HealthShare offers freedom from insurance, meaning there are no related tax penalties. To find out how you can easily make the change, call Liberty HealthShare today at 855-585-4237 or visit their website at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org. Do it today. All right, guys, welcome back to the weekend edition of the Rhino Report. If you do not know who Michael Horowitz is, you're about to find out. He may be the new Kenneth Starr. Of course, Kenneth Starr was the special prosecutor during the whole Bill Clinton, Monica Lewinsky cigar thing. Well, Michael Horowitz, he is the inspector general at the DOJ, and he's going to be looking into whether or not Comey made the right decision to release information and go on the record and letters and the whole thing. He's also going to look into these allegations that the FBI Deputy Director Andrew McCabe, he should not have been involved in the Hillary case because Terry McAuliffe, of course, the governor of Virginia, former DNC chair, gave a lot of money to Andrew McCabe's wife to run for state senate in Virginia in 2015. She didn't win, and she got a lot of money. It was like $750,000, which is an awful lot of money for a statewide seat, unless it's governor. That's a lot of money for a state senate seat. So should FBI Deputy Director Andrew McCabe have been involved in this entire investigation. They're going to look into the allegations that the DOJ and FBI, their employees, were disclosing information to news sources, and they shouldn't have been doing that. But really, really, this comes down to try and say it was James Comey who swung the election. You don't institute these sort of investigations 7 days before the president is leaving and a new president who was involved in this takes over. This is all a way to change the narrative a little bit. To say, well, Hillary Clinton was so damaged by James Comey and what he did. You cannot inform the American people of what's going on with a major party candidate. That's what they can't do. That's what this is trying to show. They're changing the narrative to set this whole thing up for a pardon of Hillary Clinton. It's going to be the last thing Obama does before he's out. He's going to write the pardon for any crimes that may or may have not been committed. That's what's going to happen. And they're trying to get you on their side. You notice he didn't do it a couple of weeks ago. He could have probably quietly done it during the Christmas and the Hanukkah and the New Year's holidays. But he didn't do it. He was too busy playing golf. He was too busy cornering off parts of the world we can't drill in. He was too busy condemning Israel. So now it's going to be in the waning days is when he's going to do this. I would be shocked if he does not pardon her. Setting the news cycle up. Again, the collusion between media and the administration to forward a narrative, to support their rhetoric, and to really just save Hillary Clinton. Because if some of this stuff comes back with this dossier and all this really nasty stuff, if it all comes back to the Hillary people were funding part of this after the Jeb people hightailed it out of there, does Donald Trump then say, you know what, let's lock her up, or let's at least investigate her? Put Jeff Sessions on it, and he'll appoint the special counsel and the whole thing, because he recused himself when he was testifying in front of the Senate judiciary hearings. So this stuff is all sort of tied in together. But this investigation with the FBI, it's sort of uncalled for. And yeah, there are people on both sides of the aisle calling for it because there's still a lot of GOP little ears that are not accepting the fact that Donald Trump won. They haven't been accepting of it, and they won't be accepting of it. So there is bipartisan support for this. But once again, the Republicans are getting roped into something else that's going to wind up benefiting Democrats. Democrats play rope-a-dope with the Republicans all the time. All the time, and they keep falling for it. It's like answering questions when they're campaigning. Do not answer dumb questions when you're campaigning. Just don't answer them. But Republicans always do it every single time. So I do believe this will end with Hillary pardon in the next few days, without a doubt. Donald Trump was on Twitter Friday morning. He was really, he was going at it, going over this dossier, going over fake news, talking about Hillary Clinton, talking about the FBI, Obamacare. This started at like 5:49 a.m. Eastern time on Friday morning. Hey, at least the guy's awake. At least he's up. It's 5:49. He's probably been awake for 3 hours already. And he goes, he's talking about, oh, my cabinet nominees are looking good, doing a great job. I want them to be themselves and express their own thoughts, not mine. That's one of his tweets. And, of course, that's in reference to the media saying Pompeo and Mattis are breaking ranks. No, they think Russia's the bad guy, too. They're breaking ranks with Trump already. Trump told them, say what you need to say. Just say it. It's fine. So that's, yeah, that out there. Yeah, a bunch of stuff. Now it turns out the phony allegations against me were put together by my political opponents and a failed spy afraid of being sued. Of course, that in reference to the BuzzFeed thing. Totally made up facts by sleazebag political operatives, both Democrats and Republicans. Fake news. Russia says nothing exists. Probably released by intelligence. Even knowing there is no proof. And never will be. My people will have a full report on hacking within 90 days. All right, so he's questioning intelligence. He thinks the intelligence community is out to get him. You make your own determination when it comes to that. Me? I think maybe. There are reports the CIA was hoping that Hillary Clinton was the winner. FBI maybe not so much, which is why they can't get on the same page sometimes with these different reports. But reports are the CIA was hoping and praying Hillary Clinton would win. So Donald Trump, awake early, gets to Twitter. That's not going to end. We're a week out from the inauguration. That is not going to end. Twitter is not going away for him. All right, when we come back, very quickly, I want to talk about Lindsey Graham and Ted Cruz. They are ready to defund the UN, and it's about 50 years too late. Something we should have done a long time ago. Plus, Paul Ryan says no more deportations. But is he right?
Blood pressure tends to run higher during the day and lower during nighttime sleep. However, many people with high blood pressure don't exhibit this nighttime dip, a condition called non-dipping. More in today's AARP health tip after this.
Are you paying too much for your Medicare Part D prescriptions? At Walgreens, that's a question you won't have to ask. As a preferred pharmacy with many of the nation's top plans, Walgreens offers copays now as low as $0 on select plans. Millions of people have Walgreens as a preferred pharmacy in their network, which means you could be saving big. So switch your prescriptions and start saving today. Walgreens, at the corner of happy and healthy.
Applies to Tier 1 generics.
Non-dipping is a major risk factor for stroke, heart attack, and kidney disease. But studies show taking one or more of your prescribed blood pressure medications just before bedtime significantly decreases the risk. Of course, never change the timing of your medications without first consulting your doctor. For more, go to AARP.org.
Let me take just a moment or two, if I may, and talk about a great place to eat. That's right, for you folks anywhere in the eastern San Fernando Valley, drop in to Bob's Big Boys. That's right, in Sun Valley at 8274 Sunland Boulevard. Now, everybody remembers the name Bob's. They're getting bigger and bigger every day. And little old Bob carrying the hamburger in his checkered overalls is the same Bob that you remember from back through the years. And, of course, if you want to go in for a great lunch, remember their classic burger, the original double-deck hamburger combination. Delicious 100% pure ground beef in two patties with American cheese, lettuce, and our famous Big Boy special sauce. The name is Bob, and I think when you go in, you'll say, by golly, I'm sure glad that I found this restaurant because it's good for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. They've got all kinds of things, and all you have to do is remember. Bob's Big Boy in Sun Valley at 8274 Sunland Boulevard. It's a great place to eat.
Turn down that radio!
If this sounds familiar, you know it's time to address your hearing loss. But custom hearing aids can cost as much as $5,000 each and are not covered by Medicare. The good news is MD Hearing Aid offers medical-grade, FDA-registered hearing aids for savings of up to 90% over traditional hearing aids. MD Hearing Aid was founded by a Chicago surgeon determined to develop a hearing aid that was technologically advanced, simple to use, and most of all, affordable. Call 1-800-511-8384. You'll speak with a trained MD hearing aid professional who will match you with the best hearing aid for your needs. Over 100,000 satisfied customers have already made the call. Call right now for our exclusive 45-day risk-free trial and get free shipping and a year's worth of free batteries, a $50 value. But you have to call right now. Call MD Hearing Aid at 1-800-511-8384. That's 1-800-511-8384.
All right, guys, welcome back to this last segment of this weekend's Rhino Report. We have a power segment coming up here. Lots of stuff. Time not on our side today. All right, so you have Lindsey Graham teaming up with Ted Cruz, and they have introduced legislation that would essentially defund the United Nations from our end. What we do is we contribute 22%. Of the UN's total budget comes from us. It's like $8 billion. It's a lot of money. It's a lot of money. And what they're doing is they have the Safeguard Israel Act, and it wants our president and Congress to denounce UN Resolution 2334, which basically says Israel's construction in the West Bank and Eastern Jerusalem is illegal. And if this cannot happen, then they're going to cut all of the funding to the UN that we give them. Now, Ted Cruz, no surprise here, good conservative, pro-Israel guy. I'm happy he's spearheading this. Lindsey Graham, a little different. He says, I begged the UN months before, don't put me in this box. I think most Americans believe the United Nations has become more anti-Semitic, more anti-Israel. I'm a big internationalist, but we're going to stop the money until we get this fixed. Now, if you're looking to get back in the good graces of Republicans and conservatives across the country, Mr. or Senator Graham, do not call yourself a big internationalist. That's not how you do it. Even Ban Ki-moon, he said in his final remarks here, decades of political maneuverings have created a disproportionate volume of resolutions, reports, and conferences criticizing Israel. United Nations passes more resolutions condemning Israel than any other country in the world. Now, you have to hear his inflection when he says that. Does he think it's a good thing or does he think it's a bad thing? Well, I can tell you the good thing is taking their money away. The UN does not benefit us, never has, never will. And the fact that they go after Israel, the UN has become essentially a pro-Muslim organization. And if they can't get along with Israel, I take Israel's side 10 times out of 10. Get rid of the UN, we're out. So thank you, Senator Graham and Senator Cruz. Hopefully this happens. Really quickly, Paul Ryan, he was at a town hall from CNN. He was asked about deportations by a dreamer. Would her and her child get deported? And he says, no, not happening. The quote, but I'm here to tell you, in Congress, it's not happening. Then you in Congress will face, you know, a big problem in your next elections. 2010 will be nothing compared to what next time around will be. You had to face a growing Tea Party then. Now you have to face 65 million Americans who voted for deportations in some fashion. So to say they're just not going to happen as a blanket statement, Paul Ryan showing his true colors yet again. Every once in a while, you think he's come around? No. No. Just forget it. He hasn't come around. He's still the same globalist Paul Ryan he's always been. Last thing here. Last topic of the weekend. A study done by the Millennial Impact Report. This was on rollcall.com. 350 young voters were surveyed throughout the election. And during the election, they thought education was the most important topic. 80% of them have said that they voted in the election afterwards. That's a high number for millennials to go vote. But they're saying when they went to vote, the biggest issue was jobs and the economy. It wasn't social justice, as the Democrats would have you believe, or social injustice. It was the economy. They're worried about their future. Millennials are growing up. They're getting older. They have to worry about things like IRAs. See? It stinks to get old. Don't do it. So, guys, hope you had a great time today. Thank you to all those serving our country at home and abroad. And a huge thank you to those in the law enforcement community. Thank you for what you do. Thank you for all the hard work. Please stay safe. We all depend on you. God bless all of you. God bless all of your families. Have a great, great rest of your weekend, everybody. Check out rhinoreport.com. There's a lot of cool stuff. And until Tuesday, I'm the Rhino, and I'm out.